As we're talking about how science can inspire musicians and comedians today, we thought this week's Kitchen Science should be musical as well. So Ben dusted off his guitar, while Dave decided to build his own.
Hello and welcome to a very musical Kitchen Science. Now what you just heard was an electric guitar, probably not an unfamiliar sound to many people, but it may be an unfamiliar sound to Dave Ansell, who actually doesn't listen to a lot of music. So Dave, what are we doing today?
I have to admit, I'm not the most musical person in the world, but I thought we'd have a try and look at some of the science in stringed instruments. So we thought we'd try and build one.
So we're going to build ourselves something akin to a guitar?
Yeah, pretty much. Basically a two-string guitar, so fairly simple. The tunes you're going to be able to play on it are probably fairly limited, but we'll see what we can do.
I have a guitar. I know just about how to play the guitar. I'm not very good, but I think I know how it works. How are we actually going to construct this? What will we do?
Well, probably the easiest way to do this, which I've worked out, is if you just get a piece of string. The important thing in a stringed instrument is obviously a piece of string, and a table, because that's a nice big object to lay out your guitar on. I've tied the piece of string to one end of the table, just to the foot underneath. And then we're going to need a couple of blocks to mark the two ends of the string. So I've just knocked up something out of the garage, basically two solid lumps of wood, which are going to hold the string at a point. And then we need something to give the string some tension. On your guitar, you use your tuning pegs at one end, but we want a more scientific, more accurate way of doing this. So we're going to apply weight to one end. I'm using a bottle, so we can add water, any amount of water, and we can change the weight.
So we have a variable tension thing on the end. Now, I use the tuning pegs, as their name suggests, to tune it and get the right note. So we're changing the tension to change the note in the string. Is that right?
That should have that effect, yes.
So far, this looks pretty straightforward. If we're not going the whole hog and making a six-string guitar, or at least a four-string bass, why are we even bothering with the second string?
Well, once we've worked out how a guitar works and what we can do to change the notes, I thought we'd try and have a look at harmony and see what you have to do scientifically to make two notes which sound nice together.
In order for my guitar to sound nice, for me to get harmonies, I have to tune it very carefully. How are you going to ensure that your second string is actually in tune?
Well, I'm not going to just sit there and tune it for ages and just try and get it to work. I'm going to try and use maths and try and get it right first time.
So we're going to build a two-stringed instrument now, and in part two, not only will we explain how a string actually works to make such a nice sound, but also we'll put Dave's theory and maths to the test and see if he can build two strings that together make beautiful music rather than an awful noise. We'll be back later in the show.
Will Dave be able to build a stringed instrument that actually sounds good using theory alone? Stay tuned to find out.
Laying the facts bare.
I say.
The Naked Scientists.